This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank and Martin. We're going to be joined by Chris Kerber, probably from the Enterprise Center at 11:40. Dr. Rick joins us now. Dr. Rick, good to be with you. How are you? Dr. Rick, are you there?
I'm there. How are you guys?
Very good. Right off the bat, there's an article about Red Bull. Just one energy drink increases risk of heart problems in 90 minutes. Experts warn. I drink Red Bull when I'm like driving, you know, like 3 or 4 hour trips and stuff like that. I'm gonna be in a car for a long time to help me stay awake. Is this a bad thing or what?
So, you know, it's an interesting article because there's been studies before that show that Red Bull causes blood vessel sludging and also can create some increase in your blood pressure. It's a cardiopressor, so, you know, it's kind of a low-level speed. I drink, just to be honest, I drink Red Bull, I would say probably once or twice a week, you know, kind of peps you up if you're driving, if you're kind of getting that 3 o'clock lull. And so I personally don't think it's a terrible thing, but I think some people are predisposed to it. So if you have a history of maybe feeling your heartbeat or you have a history of hypertension, high blood pressure, you probably should stay away from it. And I think that's probably the take-home message. I think for most people, it's okay. But I think anybody with any predisposition for heart disease, like I said, some people just kind of feel their heartbeat, and that's tachycardia, high, fast heartbeat. You probably want to stay away from it. The other thing that's impressive about the article, which has never been reported before, is you don't really get the whack right away. You get it at about 90 minutes. So you drink it, you think everything's fine, and the next thing you know, maybe you feel a little bit of tightness in your chest or a little bit of pain in your chest. And then 90 minutes, you know, you're not really thinking of the Red Bull. So, again, if after an hour, hour and a half, you start feeling some chest pain, you got to think, hey, what did I do 90 minutes ago? So I think that's the take-home message.
Doc, what year of med school was that when they taught you get the whack? Get the whacks. Is that an official diagnosis?
That's in all the medical books, so, I mean, okay. You have to read about that.
Hey, I'm wondering, too, on these, you know, Red Bulls of the world, these energy drinks that they're getting so big now. Like, maybe, like anything, moderation's better. Like a small little Red Bull, you're probably fine. Some of these are almost like a gallon kids are walking around drinking.
Well, I that's exactly right. And, you know, there's been studies that have done where people will drink one Monster right after the other, and they measure blood pressure and cardiac enzymes and all these things. And there's no question a five-hour energy drink, which is very small, or a half of an eight-ounce Red Bull is going to be a lot safer than drinking two Monster drinks. And like you said, some of these things are just immense, and they've got taurine and lots of caffeine. So, again, I think you're right. A little bit of moderation or sipping it over a period of time is probably a lot safer than chugging the thing.
All right. How about this? Let's just say a blues player calls you today and say, what should I drink before I go out there and play a game 7? What would you recommend?
I would probably tell them to drink a Nas or a Red Bull, and probably do, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but probably do one or two Sudafeds, and those things are going to, you know, wake you up and kind of get you alert. And an energy drink and a little bit of coffee. I mean, sometimes in the locker room, guys will drink tons and tons of coffee. So you'll see a lot of the guys getting up from drinking coffee or taking caffeine pills. And that's really all an energy drink is, you know, it's high concentrations of caffeine. But I would say a Red Bull or a Nas or a Monster is not a bad thing. But again, as Martin had said, I probably drink 4 or 5 ounces. I wouldn't chug one or two of them and start to get substernal chest pain.
I bet of all the things you've said in our radio shows over the last couple of years, that will get the most play. Because we got a lot of young athletes out there. We got a lot of maybe 45-year-old guys that want to be at their best in their athletic endeavor. They're going to try this. Sudafed.
I'm surprised how much coffee the hockey players drink, because I'd be going to the bathroom the whole game. I mean, that coffee kind of clears me out. I'm surprised these guys can get there. Maybe, I guess.
Thanks for sharing.
Maybe there's more going on than we realize. It happened to Ben Bishop, I think, too.
That's right.
We had to leave the ice. All right, back.
Don't you see that in the locker room, though? I mean, you guys are just.
Yes.
Yeah. I used to see football players on the field at the Edward Jones Dome before a game drinking a Coca-Cola. I thought, what? Isn't soda junk? And but they'd be drinking a Coke right before a game.
Right, and it's the same thing. They're getting their caffeine load. I mean, that's all that really is, or a Mountain Dew. That's a, you know, that's all you're. I mean, I won't mention any names, Vinny LeCavier, but this guy would put Red Bull in a coffee. And I'd be like, Vinny, you must be out of your mind. And, you know, the guy got him going.
Well, and Frank usually just has a vodka drink on the way to the radio show. And that kind of gets him fired
up. Did you
ever
hear that story, Doc? You know those Starbucks energy drinks? I used to, you know, put those in my refrigerator all the time. And then Brooke comes home and her booze and friends bought this. Was it a vodka?
Yeah, some kind of pre-made
like
vodka
seltzer thing.
Yeah, vodka seltzer. It's in the exact same can. And for three straight days, I'm driving to work here down Lindbergh, and I'm drinking this. So finally, after 3 days, I tell Monique, I go, why did you buy these things? They're crap. They're not energy drinks. They're vodka, you idiot.
We'll never forget the monologue, friends. These Cardinals are garbage. Oh, the Blues are never going to win another game. We're like, what happened to Frank? All right,
that's hilarious.
All right, Doc, tonight, and you know the hockey world, you've been involved with it a long time, are the Blues players aiming for Ben Bishop's collarbone? Are they aiming for that area of his body?
I think you're going to see him going high on him because he's going to have trouble. So high to the glove side is going to be hard. Usually you want to go high to the stick side. I think it's going to be hard for him to get up, and I think if they score early, they're going to pull him.
Really? And if he did have any kind of broken collarbone or anything close to it, he couldn't play, could he?
I think if he had a fractured clavicle, I don't think he could play, no. But you know, he could have a bad contusion. I mean, he was laying there, and he looked like he got shot. So I would say they're going to be very careful about leaving him in there in a game like this.
All right, another topic. Tuition or dinner? Nearly half of college students surveyed in a news report are now going hungry. Elaborate.
Well, I mean, that was a shocking article, and, you know, I even told Brian this might be a little bit much, but they went to campuses and they talked to all these kids, and, you know, these kids are scraping it together to try to go to college to better themselves, and I think it's a failure of the system, to be 100% honest, and a lot of these kids are forgoing their food so they can pay their tuition, and so a lot of these kids are having trouble, you know, getting enough to eat going through college. Well, you could see that if that were 5% or 10%, but it's, you know, 40-50% of the kids are saying, look, you know, I can't afford tuition and to eat. And I think that's very sad. So I think, you know, if we're going to spend money on crazy programs, I think this is a good program to say, hey, look, you're going to college, we're going to cover your food costs. And I think that's a lot more important than a lot of things we're spending money on.
All right, Dr. Rick does a great job scanning the headlines for you. Here's a really crazy story. It's a sad story, but a boy throws a sandwich at another kid, and there's a piece of cheese. It lands on the kid's neck. This is in London a few years ago, I guess, and now the trial's happening. But the kid had a dairy allergy and dies. Is that believable that a piece of cheese hits his neck and that's it?
So, you know, I would have said a couple years ago, no. I saw somebody who had a peanut allergy pick up some food that had some peanut shavings in it, and the guy had an allergic reaction and almost stopped breathing, and we ended up giving him an EpiPen and took him to ER, and he was swollen up like on hitch. His face got huge. So I think depending on the severity of your allergy, and your neck is very vascular, there's a lot of blood vessels, so I think it probably happened. I think the kid was very hyperallergic. I think obviously he had a very severe dairy allergy, and I think that it probably did happen. But I think if you're allergic, more likely to nuts or peanuts, you have to be extremely careful, because if that stuff just gets in your skin, or if somebody's eating peanuts in the room and you're hyperallergic, you know, you're probably not going to die, but you could have trouble breathing. You might need to go to the emergency room and get some epinephrine. So, again, that's a very weird story. But, wow, I mean, people that are allergic need to be careful.
Dr. Rick, you got a gut tonight? Hockey gut?
You know, I thought the Blues would win this series. When they were down 3-2, I thought they'd win this series. I think they come back tonight strong. I think Ben Bishop being hurt, and no matter what you say, he's hurt. is in the Blues' favor. So barring just coming out totally flat, which I don't see, I think the Blues win probably 3-1.
Good stuff, Dr. Rick. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Take care.
All right, that is Dr. Rick Lehman.
Always provocative headlines. We get these before the interview, and it's just the headline from the news story, and it says, boy throws cheese, other boy dies. And you're like, wait a minute, I need to know more about that. And then tuition or food, college choice. He's sort of Dr. Phil-ish, yeah. You know, we can go beyond the medical headlines.
He can give you 15 seconds on everything.
So he also said, grab some Sudafed, kids.
Pop some Sudafed before a big game.
There was a while when the NHL really cracked down on that, where they were going through, I think, I don't know if you can test for that, but it was a big thing in the late 90s that they were trying to crack down on players on Sudafed. It's like going back in the 70s in baseball, though. The greenies were the popular thing, right? Everybody just sort of had a pill they would take.
I wonder how you do that if you're a St. Louis Blue, though, because Missouri requires a license to purchase Sudafed, and they scan it so you can only buy a certain amount over a certain period of time.
Yeah, you got a guy.
Okay. You got to have multiple guys.
Yeah.
I got a guy.
The meth people ruined it, so they got to be more
careful.
Like
Strick, you got staff. That's my guy. Hey, like, that's my Sudafed guy.
Mrs. Strickland has texted in, the lovely Mrs.
Whoa,
Strickland.
Yeah, listening?
About the drinks and whether you should have, you know, the Red Bulls and the Monster drinks. She's got some thoughts here, but she didn't text me. And I'm looking, you know, there's so many ways to get in touch with you. There's Facebook. I just saw it flash up, and I've kind of lost it here.
So Lori Strickland, the lovely Mrs.
Yes.
Strickland, chiming in.
She sent Frank a message and said, look, Dr. Rick's my guy, but.
Yeah. And by the way, it's one of the biggest upsets in sports that Andy.
It's true.
Got her to say yes.
Wonderful lady. And last week we were worried. God, last minute you get to go to a game out of town. Is she okay? She's like, go. You're leaving during hockey playoffs? Go.
Yeah.
And I don't have to go to Winnipeg for a Mites tournament? You go ahead and get on that plane.
I'll find a way to get this here in just a moment. Let's take a break. We're going to be joined by Chris Kerber when we come back.